Even in the new life, we have seen total strangers walking on the streets, stop suddenly in the midst of their loud conversation. Because in India, even on the roads, on the streets, when people are walking, when friends are going together, there's no secrecy. They talk with each other, or even the women, they will talk about their mothers-in-law or whatever it is, and the men talk aloud for anybody to hear, whoever wants to hear. But everybody's busy in their own thing, and this is an accepted way of life. So I've seen, when we were in the new life, and before women were walking, some distance behind Baba and Eric, and the caravan and all that had gone ahead, and Baba and Eric were walking, this is at the latter part of the new life walking. So as we were, we could see Baba, and we could see the people on the street. This was a very broad street. It was a part of a city, it must be. Anyway, we saw these two men going by, not villagers, you know, educated people, you could see that. And they were talking and loud and saying, and Baba and Eric are going. Now in India, it's not unusual to see somebody wearing a long robe and a turban. You know, that's accepted. And in India you accept every kind of dress, every kind of culture, every kind of language, every kind of food. It's a huge, colorful patchwork quilt. That's what India is. And everybody accepts that. You know, the unity is in that. That it's not alienated from the other patches, but it's very distinctly different, separate. But you know, there's that unity being one quilt. So it wasn't the clothes that attracted them. They were just going by, and suddenly the conversation stopped, their movement stopped, they stopped, and they looked at Baba, and they looked. It's absolutely as if it was total silence among them. And Baba going by, and they turned their head slowly, and they followed Baba till Baba was out of sight. Now we are coming from behind, so we can see all this. And then once that was over, they took up the conversation and the moment and everything right from the point where they had left off. And the whole thing went on again. Again and again we have seen that. I've even seen that at a very crowded station platform. Where in an Indian station platform, you can imagine. Women, children, coolies, maybe even a parrot cage, baskets, bundles, and children being dragged by the hand, children under the arms, and babies, and everybody shouting, everybody, there's such a cacophony going on, to get into the train, to get the first place, because otherwise you would not get any space. It was so happened that Baba and we were told by Baba, follow, just follow me. And so we, there again, it's only Baba and you know, you have to go. So as we are following Baba this way, the crowd that's going that way, suddenly they stop like a tableau for seconds. You know, all looking at Baba. Something's coming from, suddenly there was sunshine in a dark room. You know, and they did that. They saw the light. And Baba and we go by and they just looked at Baba. And then it started again. Screaming, shouting, yelling, pushing, dragging. But for some moments, there was the whole, not one person, the whole crowd was just a tableau, still, a still slide. And when I saw that, of course at that time it didn't mean quite the same as it does now when I can talk about it. It seemed natural. Ah, yes.